This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. I want to tell you about TruthSmacks.com. If you like snack foods, that's what you should check out. That's TruthSmacks.com. Everything there is raw, unadulterated ingredients. Food as nature intended. None of this overly processed crap. It's made in a commercial kitchen down in Naples, Florida. And Susan was with us here on the show recently to actually talk about it. So if you want, you can go back and listen to that episode. But it's really popular at the studio there in Keene. I'm not much of a snack person. Like, I prefer to just eat meals and to not eat at all if I'm not, you know, prepared to eat a meal. But a lot of people snack. And I think, you know, trail mix is a really good way of achieving that without being unhealthy. It's a lot better than a bag of chips or a can of Pringles or a candy bar or something.
By a long shot.
So check them out at TruthSmacks.com. Every bag has a number of truth quotes on the back to help smack your friends and family in the face with the truth in a loving way. That's TruthSmacks.com if you'd like to check it out. One more time, that's TruthSmacks.com. Aria with Peakless and Captain here talking about the five signs of totalitarianism, or the five stages. Of totalitarianism, rather. That's the conditions in which, you know, people always wonder what allowed the people of Germany, what caused the people of Germany to allow the rise of someone like Adolf Hitler, right? Yeah. Shouldn't it have been plain and obvious to them that this person was evil? Well, it wasn't a moral failing of the people of Germany that allowed this to happen. And that's the critical point of the road to surface. It's easy for us to go, wow, how were Germans so evil?
I don't know. I kind of think it was a moral failing of the people of Germany. If they'd have realized what was going on, they would have made different choices, so they say.
That's it. I mean, they were duped by the central planner. That's what The Road to Serfdom is entirely about. It's a really good book.
It's not a unique moral failing is really the difference.
Though, okay.
Is that this kind of absolute destruction of civilization, in the best sense of that term, is entirely possible today with the people around you now.
Well, and it already is. It's not even just possible. It's actually happening every day that we're alive, so long as people continue to believe the hallucination in their mind that is statism. That is that, you know, this set of people has authority over you and all your friends, but every now and again you can sort of lobby them to get your way.
Well, just remember, to the extent that unvaccinated people and people who didn't wear masks or whatever were dehumanized by the public, because that's how it all begins, you know.
Yep.
Totalitarianism, it needs a scapegoat to blame in order to, you know, foster its rise.
Yeah, literally the only difference was the Jews of Germany were considered to be the disease, whereas we are considered to have the disease. Literally the only difference. And by the same mechanisms, they took away all of their human rights and dehumanized and destroyed them, and that's exactly what they're doing here.
It's it didn't go nearly that far here.
Not yet.
It did for some
Give
people.
It time.
Like the ones who lived in New York City and stuff like that, who have to, you know, get groceries from a local bodega or something like that because they don't even have enough space in their apartment to, you know, do a bunch of grocery shopping or whatever, and suddenly they literally couldn't buy food.
Mm-hmm.
That was rare, and it was, you know, probably unique to New York City, but it did happen to people. People were literally unable to buy any food at all.
Fact.
Because of the restrictions in New York City.
Well, and any time the government does one of these things where they position themselves as the savior, we are the only organization that has the power and bandwidth to come in and solve this problem, which we also created, by the way, but we will come in and we will attempt to solve this problem. Don't worry, now bow down and worship us.
More or less, yeah. And it never works out well for the people. That scapegoat in particular is all like the farmers, the greedy farmers under Stalinism, the 25 million farmers who
were murdered. I've never met a greedy farmer.
Well, I mean, everyone wants to be, you know, wealthy and successful and stuff,
well, yeah,
right?
But I mean, I've never met one that's like, I am only doing this for the money.
No, I mean, there's not a whole lot of money in it, right? Unless you're Monsanto or Tyson or one of these other major corporations.
So then you're not a farmer.
Well, I mean,
you mean Bill Gates isn't the farmerest farmer that ever farmed?
They're
he has
still
more
farming,
of the land.
They just do it in an industrialized, immoral way. that, you know, is rife with intellectual property and other immoralities.
I think if you talk to, you know, actual farmers, you would find that they don't consider those things to be farming.
Well, I mean, that's their opinion.
Yeah.
But not one that I necessarily agree with. That's like saying that you're not a real musician unless you get out there with an acoustic guitar, right? Playing around a campfire instead of...
Okay. Anybody who makes noise on purpose through time is a musician.
Certainly. And I would argue that anyone who's purposely coordinating the growth of food is a farmer. That's literally what it means to farm.
Okay.
Well, hold on. So if someone sets up an AI to compose for them, are they a musician?
They're not making noise. The AI is. Or the AI is composing the
well, I'm not making noise. My guitar is.
The linchpin of the definition of music is that it's intentional. You're making sound over time that is intentional.
Right.
Doesn't matter if that sound is in tune. Doesn't matter if it's played on a musical instrument. Doesn't matter. You're doing it intentionally over time. And that is called music.
That's also called speech.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, those
Plenty of people would argue that, you know, slam poetry and stuff like that is music.
Yeah.
So there are plenty of people who would make the case that, you know, that is a form of, that speech is a form of music. There's a cappella singers and all of that. What's the difference between someone giving a speech and an a cappella singer, except that the a cappella singer tries to maintain pitches and rhythm and stuff like that. But
right, exactly.
It's still just
and rhythm and stuff like that. So you're layering in complex interactions between parts of what you're doing in a different way than prose.
Well, I mean, iambic pentameter was really big among the Greeks and their plays. Like, Shakespeare loved it, right? They were speaking with a rhythm, but we wouldn't call that music. So, and I could bang on the table here at a certain rhythm, and we wouldn't really call that music. It would, I think, by definition, be music, but I would also argue that iambic pentameter would be music, and that us sitting around talking fits within the definition of music as well.
Well, I would say that you banging on the table, if it has a pattern to it, then that counts as music. And if it doesn't have any discernible pattern to it, then it's not really music.
Well, everything has a discernible pattern.
That's
like
actually
English.
Not true. That a non-discernible pattern, if the sounds are made on purpose over time, is still music.
I mean, speech has discernible patterns, right? If you listen to me long enough, you're going to find discernible patterns in the way that I speak.
Right. So I don't think that's enough. I think that's necessary but not sufficient for qualifying music, because there are plenty of sounds you can make intentionally over time that aren't musical.
In your opinion, I mean, within the definition of what is music, they are music.
Okay, well, subjectively, they are not musical to me.
Well, I mean, I don't consider, you know, pop music to be musical to me. It is literally music, but it's not impressive. I don't want to listen to it. To me, it's garbage. But, you know, it fits. It's like the picture of the soup can or whatever. Yes, that's literally art. It's crap, in my opinion, but it is literally art.
Yes. Stage three.
This is the stages of totalitarianism. I don't know how we got into that.
Segway whiplash.
Yes, that's right. Sorry. Should have warned you guys. You don't make me pull this.
What is stage three?
Over. Stage three: censorship, persecution, propaganda, and the ending of opposition.
Well, we've certainly been seeing plenty of censorship here in the United States, where you're not allowed to speak outside of the COVID-19 pandemic narrative, and we experienced that hardcore here on Free Talk Live, where just every few weeks we were being suspended from YouTube, to the extent that at some point we just stopped streaming to YouTube because one more strike and we were going to get deleted.
Certainly the censorship, certainly the persecution.
Yep.
You know, the crypto6.com, if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was unrelated to COVID-19, though. And, you know, the best example of totalitarianism that I think we've seen was COVID-19. I would say that the crypto6 thing is a stronger display of fascism, which is, you know, the government, they want to eliminate local bitcoins. They want to eliminate local sellers. They want to destroy the peer-to-peer nature.
They want to eliminate people speaking out loud,
well, it's
telling
more than
the
that.
Truth that it's, is contrary to their narrative.
They want to eliminate the peer-to-peer nature of Bitcoin, and they want to centralize into the hands of, like, Coinbase and Kraken and Binance, because all of those people will play ball and have proven they will play ball with the American government. It's a way of them controlling the entire cryptocurrency world without having to have U.S. Bank.coin or whatever. Instead, they just control the corporations that control the cryptocurrency world. We're going to get back into the stages of authoritarianism, though, because we haven't even really talked about stage three here. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about Freedom Fest coming up July the 15th through the 17th in Las Vegas, Nevada. There will be a number of speakers there, like Glenn Beck, Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, a number of others. I don't have the full list pull up in front of me, but you can get $50 off if you go to checkout and use code FTL50. That's about 10% off, realistically. If you're going for the full conference, FTL50 gets you $50 off, so head on over to freedomfest.com. It's going to be an awesome event. I love the idea of Freedom Fest. It is a little bit more, like, conservative than, like, the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I see.
But, so it's a very different crowd, but it's still a lot of liberty-loving people. I haven't looked to see whether or not, like, Anarcho-Vegas and Crypto-Vegas are going on.
Is it more like a convention than, like, camping?
It's closer to Liberty Forum, than it is to the campground here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So check it out. That's FTL50 if you want $50 off your ticket. There's no reason not to go, and it is in the beautiful city of Las Vegas. So check it out. FreedomFest.com if you want to learn more about it. We're talking here about the five stages of authoritarianism.
Totalitarianism.
What is the difference between authoritarianism and totalitarianism?
Let's go to Lee for the answer.
Well, totalitarianism is when the total amount of power is in one place, whereas you can be an authoritarian and still have parties.
Thank I don't you, know Pete if I agree or disagree, here. But like he was arguing with two musicians a minute ago about the definition of music, so I gotta
take
your claim.
I happen to be one, thanks a lot.
I have to take your claim with some grains of salt at this
point.
Well,
and I think we can all agree that there is a certain amount of subjectivity in what counts as art, and music is a form of art.
I know whether or not it's good or bad would be the subjective part, but what a thing is or isn't, not necessarily subjective.
Well,
like a tree is a tree, and it's not
subjective.
If you define
something in a way that it includes literally everything, then it's not a very useful word.
Well, I mean, tell that to Ian, who defines God as everything and nothing, or everything and all that is not.
Yeah, and he doesn't make much use out of that word, does he?
Well, other than the fact that he believes in God.
Which says absolutely nothing.
You would have to talk to him about it. That's his belief system, and to him it says quite a lot. So I would say that something that is everything can still have significant meaning.
Well, if you state that's what God is, and then that you believe it, then you're not stating anything. You're saying, I believe that existence is.
That was my point of view, right? And that's why I call myself an atheist rather than a panentheist. But mine and Ian's is two different ways, two different ways of saying what I believe is essentially the same thing.
Hmm.
But anyway, we're talking about the five stages of totalitarianism.
Stage three.
Yeah, I wanted to point out, you were saying that those are two different things between the Bitcoin suppression and the COVID knowledge suppression, because we're talking about suppressing information. And the thing is, you have a government moving in a totalitarian direction, so it is going to do things over here that are along this line, but definitely you were right about the most obvious and blatant is what they've done with COVID.
So stage three.
Stage three is censorship, persecution, propaganda, and the ending of opposition. In stage three, the initial upheaval of stage two has passed. The old order has been fundamentally changed, and now various forces begin to react. The rising totalitarian government faces many enemies, often dubbed counter-revolutionaries or extremists. Here in its infancy,
been called extremists, right?
Oh, yes. Here in its infancy, the new order must struggle to gain more power and maintain that which has been acquired. For this reason, it sets about combating its enemies through censorship and persecution. As soon as they had gained sway over their countries, the first move of totalitarians like Hitler and Vladimir Lenin was to censor opposition and put out propaganda. We see that everywhere in the United States.
Certainly.
And, everywhere in, we'll call them, quote-unquote, westernized countries, right? Mm-hmm. If your country qualifies as this, you are seeing propaganda on a daily basis from your governments conditioning you to act according to their desires instead of your own. You're being programmed by them for a specific outcome.
And it's most extreme, the elimination of the opposition. I mean, we've literally seen that in Ukraine. And people still continue to say that, you know, it's this bastion of democracy or whatever. And it's a result of the war against Russia. That war is probably going to be expanding at some point. It's not going away anytime soon. And it's only getting more and more catastrophic over there. Apparently, a shopping center was struck by two missiles, allegedly. They were sent by Russia. It's impossible to know at this point. And I wouldn't put it past the totalitarian Zelensky to do it themselves. Oh, yeah. For those hellfire missiles that we just sent, that the United States just sent over to Ukraine, were used to bomb this shopping center. I wouldn't put it past any of them. They want war. And that's exactly what they're getting. And we, the people on the sidelines, we peaceful people, were like, hey, can we not have a world war right now?
Could we maybe stop flirting with nuclear annihilation of the species? Just for a little while.
It does seem to be their favorite pastime.
It really does.
Well, each of the totalitarian leaders also gained control of education and had secret police forces to monitor and even kill anyone designated as an enemy.
Well, we don't have secret police forces yet.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
So many alphabet agencies, would you like me to...
They're not secret, though. I mean, they're literally operating within the open.
Their organization. They have secrets.
I mean, people have secrets, yeah, but that's fundamentally different from having, a secret police force.
Depending on how you define a secret secret police, you don't know. Because, the NSA knows such agency for a really long time. It was denied that this agency existed at all until it comes out that officially, yes, there is such a thing as the National Security. How many of these do we have? Well, we literally cannot possibly know that.
And you know if they have one.
Yeah. We know for a fact that we've gone through at least one or two of these points where, the CIA is real.
But the gaining control of education part, I mean, this has been done seemingly around the world. Mm. There's no part of planet Earth that isn't claimed by a government, and I'm pretty sure, and that's like 200 governments, somewhere around that number, and I'm pretty sure that each of those governments has a public school. And a requirement to attend.
Well, some of them don't, right? Like the ones in Africa, stuff like that, they're just not centralized to that degree.
Yeah.
Like, I think Uganda is one of the ones that doesn't have a Department of Education or whatever. But certainly in the Western world and in the Eastern world, those are two very big things. Like, here in the United States, it's obvious that the U.S. government controls the education system. There is literally a Department of Education.
Yep.
And it does what it wants to do. It's unelected. It's unaccountable.
And they have their own tanks.
And when they appoint people like Janet Yellen to be head of the Department of Education, people are like, oh, God, this is going to be catastrophic. But then Janet Yellen gets in there, and it doesn't matter what she actually wants to do. She's powerless to do anything she actually wants to do. And if she tries to do it, the media will just, crucify her and find some controversy to rail against her until finally she gets ousted and she can't serve in that position anymore. She has to retire from public life, which has happened in the past. I don't recall if it happened with Yellen, but she didn't actually achieve anything that they said she was going to achieve. Oh, God, she's all about homeschooling and stuff like that. And now she's the new head of the Department of Education, and absolutely nothing changed, because that's the administrative nature of the world we live in. An unaccountable administrative authority rules over us. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the clock is running out on curbing skyrocketing inflation. He didn't rule out more interest rate hikes as inflation runs at its highest level in more than 40 years. Powell adding the Fed's ongoing goal is to slow down growth without crashing the economy. AAA says the 4th of July holiday weekend will be one of the busiest times at airports all year. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg addresses ongoing concerns from travelers over reaching their destinations with delays and cancellations soaring.
There are going to be challenges, but we're watching it closely and we're talking to the airlines every day about their responsibility to make sure that they can accommodate any issues that weather or other curveballs might throw at them.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The Supreme Court is ruling that states can prosecute non-tribal members who commit crimes on Native American reservations. Wednesday's ruling stems from an Oklahoma man convicted of child neglect who tried to argue that only the federal government has the power to prosecute someone who's not Native American for crimes against Native Americans in Indian country. The court disagreed. President Biden is announcing an increased military presence in Europe.
Because of Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, President Biden announced Wednesday the creation of a permanent headquarters for U.S. forces stationed in Poland, as well as new deployment of troops and weapons to Europe. The number of U.S. troops deployed in Europe soared to 100,000 in the wake of Russia's invasion in February, with 10,500 members stationed in Poland.
Lance Pry reporting from our West Coast USA Radio newsroom. The Dow lost 82 points on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2022. That's ForkFest 6 in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. I'm still eternally grateful that it has cooled off from that extreme heat that we were dealing with Sunday, where it was like 90-something degrees. It was hot enough where I was legitimately considering going swimming. And I don't particularly care for swimming. It destroys my hair, it destroys my makeup, and I don't really get as much benefit out of it as, you know, I would like. So I generally don't go swimming, but that day, Jesus, it was hot. But then there was some rain, and it's been much more manageable since. It's been almost perfection since. Like, the temperature here today is absolutely gorgeous. I want to say thank you to Alex G. Knopp, who is tonight's amplifier. That means, again, that Alex is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So if you value the show and the ideas of liberty, you might want to consider joining the AMPS program, as Alex here has done. It only takes $5 per month. That gets you in. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It does come with a number of cool little features, like there's an app-only room on the Matrix server. There's an app-only group on Facebook. So check it out. Thank you so much, Alex, for your contributions. That's amps.freetalklive.com. With you today, it's Aria,
Peakless Mountaineer,
and Captain Kickass.
And we're talking about the stages of totalitarianism here.
Yes.
See how governments and individuals within governments just take control of people's lives and take control, more control, of how society is going to develop. And they always end up steering society right off a cliff, because that's what totalitarians do. So tell us more. Is there more to talk about on stage three censorship?
Well, stage one, just to recap for our listeners who might just be tuning in, stage one was discontent and rumblings. Stage two was the false savior and the first revolution. And then stage three was censorship, persecution, propaganda, and the ending of opposition. The only thing more to say about stage three is, of course, folks like Hitler and Lenin ended up outlawing all political parties and other views besides their own when coming into power. Totalitarians tend to create a one-party system that often maintains a facade of democracy.
And that's what's going to be the case here in the United States, because they're not going to abolish the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. I mean, both of them, they're firmly entrenched. They're not going anywhere. The United States will never be a, on paper, one-party system. But realistically...
It already is.
It already is, yes. And if you're a third party, or, you know, I think it was Ron Paul who said, I would be happy if we had a second party at this point, right?
Right.
You're never going to gain enough traction to actually achieve anything. And it was the recognition of this that caused Jason Sorens, I believe it was, to come up with the idea of the Free State Project, which is to take these libertarians, because he said back, I don't remember the exact year, but I think it was in the 90s or the early 2000s, where he was like, look, we just got 2.3% of the vote in the national presidential candidate. Do you see that changing in the next 10 years or 20 years or 30 years or whatever? And no, it hasn't moved at all. That needle hasn't budged. The idea of having, you know, 200,000 libertarians, because libertarians were kind of rare, scattered throughout the United States, voting here and there in miscellaneous elections, accomplishing nothing, versus moving those libertarians, 20,000 of them, to a single place, a relatively low population state, where actual political power can be held. With just the several thousand people who have already moved as part of the Free State Project, here in New Hampshire we've got something like 40 Free State representatives in the House, or Libertarian representatives in the House of Representatives here. And it's just been phenomenally successful. But we're still not a second party. I would suggest that in New Hampshire, the Free Staters are kind of a second party, except they took over, they are taking over the Republican Party. But because of that, there is a difference between the Democrats and Republicans here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I've been told that the Free Staters are large enough that they actually can hold sway.
They can, yeah.
If there's, like, you know, need for, like, a tiebreaker between the Democrats and Republicans or something, that, like, those votes are enough to make a difference one way or another, and that's great.
Yeah, yeah, like, if you had another state where, like, a whole bunch of Green Party members decided to move in, and they could influence the Democratic Party to, like, quit being in the pocket of the oil companies in this particular area, then you do see a divergence of parties.
Yeah.
Then you have more than the mono party.
But in the national scale, the Republicans and the Democrats, they're identical. Look, I don't know how people didn't realize this. Nothing in our lives changed. We went from George W. Bush to Barack Obama.
Nothing.
Nothing in our lives changed. We went from Barack Obama to Donald Trump. And again, nothing changed. We went from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. Well, everything just carried on exactly as it had been.
I don't even know if I'd say nothing changed. I would say that, indeed, things got worse.
Well, they continue
every time
progressing.
They switch the puppet in the chair, things don't go our way.
Well, that's just the march of, you know, totalitarianism, right? Nothing really changed. We just proceeded further along the path that we were already going, because, as Jeffrey Tucker pointed out, there is this large apparatus, this administrative state, where people are appointed, and there was some law passed in the 80s or something like that that, you know, gives them basically tenure, where the executive authorities cannot fire them from these positions. Right. They become entrenched. They're lifelong bureaucrats. And it's just like now we live in this scenario that Thomas Paine talked about in Rights of Man, where, you know, King Louis may have been the most benevolent king that France had ever seen, but it was irrelevant because there wasn't just the one tyrant. There were thousands of tyrannies all around King Louis, all of these little tyrants running around, all in charge of these one particular things, none of them accountable even to King Louis. And the only way to do anything about that during the French Revolution was to revolt.
Yeah.
That ultimately went, you know, that went pretty south for the people in France there, because they abandoned the ideas of liberty and stuff like that. But that's what we have here today. It's not Joe Biden oppressing me or anything like that. We could swap out Joe Biden tomorrow for Ron Paul, and it wouldn't change anything. It wouldn't change the thumb of the federal government on my neck. They're there for life, and they cannot be replaced. They cannot be voted out of office because they weren't voted into office. And the people voted into office can't replace them.
Right.
The only thing we can do is repeal the administrative state. And Jeffrey Tucker talks more about that. I don't have his website pulled up in front of me, so I don't even know what that is. But look up Jeffrey Tucker, and I'm sure you'll find out exactly this. I think he said he's writing a book on the subject.
Well, he's already a known author in the liberty space, and so he does some good work. His past work is really good as well. And I've read many of his articles, so his work is really good.
Yeah, when they passed a law saying that, okay, well, unless it is explicitly against the law to do it this way, then however the DMV or, you know, whatever department it is, however they've decided to do it, unless it's explicitly illegal, then that's what the law is, and we're stuck.
Yeah, and none of those people are elected, none of them are accountable, and now with the flick of a pen, all of those government agencies, all of those three-letter and four-letter agencies can create law and precedent and binding legal precedent.
And everybody is just like, oh, I guess that's how it goes now.
Right. And they want, we don't have a one-party system. We have a, I would suggest we have a no-party system. We just have the Leviathan that is the administrative state.
Well, it's anarcho-tyranny, where you have the very worst parts of anarchy and the very worst parts of tyranny at the same time.
What parts of anarchy do we have?
Well, so if, for example, you wanted to be protected by, like, you know, an authoritarian police force when they're burning down your homes and shops, some tyrannies will provide that protection, if only to remind everyone who the biggest gang is.
I understand it, but how is anything that we have in society today representative of a situation without rulers, which is what anarchy is?
Well, in theory, your rulers stay in power by providing a certain amount of service with their oppression.
So that we have unaccountable rulers isn't representative of anarchy, though.
Right. Well, in anarchy, you wouldn't have the police force enforcing these diktats. And as it turns out, we don't have them enforcing any of these rules when we want them to.
I'm of the opinion that even if they were enforcing rules when we wanted them to, that still wouldn't be anarchy. That would probably be some sort of accountability, you know, a democracy or a constitutional republic or something. But anarchy is without rulers, so there would be no rulers to make these decrees and no police to enforce them.
Well, and one of the things that a lot of people find attractive about dictatorships is having set laws.
Yes, they do like it when they're allowed to tell other people what they can and can't do. There is more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. The sun is out. It's a beautiful day. You got to come hang out with us. Check out ForkFest.party if you want to learn more about that. We are on site, which means we're not streaming live to any video platforms. Now, last year was the first year we did it this way. We had, like, little pictures of people who were here at the show, and we would, like, set up the camera to just live stream the empty chair with the picture of the... This year, we're not doing that. We're not streaming anything to the video platforms, and it's an interesting experiment to see what the results of that are going to be. I feel bad for the YouTube trolls who, like, live, from what I can tell, to... talk S about Free Talk Live on YouTube, because that's what as soon as we start broadcasting, they come to complain. It's like their daily highlight, right? Yep. But, you know, we are constantly getting censored, as we talked about earlier in Stage 3 of the Rise of Totalitarianism. Censorship, we have to deal with that at Free Talk Live. That's why we created our own social media server. It's why we created our own chat server. We got kicked off of Discord. We've been kicked off of countless other social media platforms. We've been kicked off YouTube repeatedly. Well, not completely kicked off, but suspended. And that sent us to Odyssey. You can find our channel there at video.freetalklive.com. That'll take you directly to it. Odyssey doesn't censor that heavily. They do have the ability, because Odyssey is centralized, right. But underpinning it is Library, where we cannot be censored. No one can censor the Library protocol, and Odyssey is sort of a web-based front to that. So check it out, video.freetalklive.com. There's more than a million other YouTube creators who have just gotten sick and tired of having to watch what they say on YouTube, and they've joined. That's video.freetalklive.com. So instead of recapping Stage 3 of censorship, let's go straight into Stage 4.
I just wanted to make one quick comment on Stage 3. So they talk about a secret police. Mm-hmm. And in our world, the most powerful secret police are completely invisible. And it's the algorithms that won't let you speak up about these things and will automatically remove your videos from YouTube and things like that.
Interesting. Stage 4, of course, we're all very familiar with this one several times over. The crisis.
Oh, certainly. I mean, that was COVID-19, right? It was the ultimate crisis for them. All of these things were already in place. The censorship apparatus, that was already in place. That came about in, like, the 2016 era and the rise of what they called fake news, right, where they could just say, oh, that's fake news. And there was actual propaganda back then. There was a website that was created back then that just compiled a list of, quote, untrustworthy right-wing sites like PrisonPlanet.tv, that's Alex Jones's website, and a number of others, some of which were pretty innocuous, and it painted all of them as, you know, just spouting falsehoods. You know, these people cannot be trusted.
Yep.
So all of these things existed prior to COVID-19. It just escalated during COVID-19. Like Alex Jones, for example, he was kicked off Facebook long before COVID-19. And we said then, you know, all right, you know, first you kick off Alex Jones, then you kick off Free Talk Live. And sure enough, they kicked off Alex Jones, and a few years later, there was Free Talk Live.
It brings me back to the term, the Hegelian dialectic, right? Problem, reaction, solution. Yeah. Government never lets a good crisis go to waste.
They certainly don't.
When there is a crisis, they take advantage of it, and they take away more of your rights. And it's a rinse and repeat model. Folks who are old enough to remember 9/11 can certainly detect a pattern now that they've lived through COVID-19, and that is the government taking advantage of the crisis, restricting your freedoms, your movements, putting new forms of government, new divisions, new alphabet agencies into place as a result of said crisis, and getting you to believe that they're the only ones who can solve whatever this problem is, which they, of course, created themselves in the first place.
I mean, terrorism was absolutely caused by the American government, and they did use 9/11 as an excuse to create, you know, all sorts of new government agencies like the TSA and, you know, nonsense like that, none of which did anything to decrease the amount of terrorism in the world today, or at least in the United States today.
Yeah, I remember. Guess how many terrorists the TSA has caught?
Huh.
Zero.
Still,
to this day.
Mm. I mean, there's countless reports of, like, people sneaking, you know.
Let's give them another 20 years, shall we?
But, yeah, there is a separate TSA agency, or, I mean, they're part of the TSA. I don't know how the government does it. They're part, some other part of the government, one of the many hands of Vishnu, has, they regularly test the TSA about, you know, these prohibited substances. I've flown a lot since 9/11. Obviously, I didn't fly any prior to 9/11, but there have been times where, like, I would have something in my purse that the TSA would throw away, and then I would replace it when I got to where I was going, and then fly back, and the other TSA agents down there at this other airport wouldn't throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's just that they missed it, or if it's individual discretion or whatever, but they're not good at what they do.
Nope.
On top of that, the TSA thing, it is openly discriminatory against trans people. Like, that's my biggest issue with it. If you go through their stupid body scanner thing, you are going to get felt up by the TSA if you're trans. There's no way to win this.
Yep, they don't say the nickname is touching some ass for nothing.
Right. If they hit the male button, you're going to fail. Your bra hooks are going to cause you to fail. If they hit the female button, other things are going to cause you to fail. They get detected where, you know, females ordinarily don't have things. I thought that had been fixed because there was rumors that it had been, but the last time I flew, which was back in, you know, a little over a month ago, no.
Governments don't fix things.
I mean,
turns out not competing means you don't have to do your job well at all.
With the social pressure that is put forward by the trans community, I would expect, you know, something that is openly, you know, discriminatory against, and I don't think it's that big a deal. I like, you want to pat me down? If they always ask me, you know, you want to go to a private room for this? I'm no. Let's do this in public. I'll spread my legs. Let's go. Let's let everyone get a good view of what's going on.
I think
here,
that's when you bust out your pricing chart. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you go through you're not able to hold anything at that particular time. It's got to be put in that stupid little plastic thing where they send it through and, you know, use X-ray technology to investigate everything in your purse or whatever. It's all completely stupid. It's security theater.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what government does with the crisis. They take advantage of it. They you know, engage in theatrical productions to allow you to believe that they are the answer and the only answer.
They're not even a good answer, though. Like, that didn't do anything. What would have helped 9/11 not happen? I don't know. Locking the door to the cockpit? That might have been a good solution. They can't hijack the plane if they can't get into the cockpit.
Yeah. The thing I remember about when 9/11 happened and like the USA Patriot Act came through, and I'm like,
yep.
Oh crap, they are coming for us.
And then they didn't.
Oh, like,
well.
For a good solid 20 years, like, they have all of these powers that they could use to target their own citizens, but they just kind of didn't.
Well, but they sold it to you on a temporary basis.
Right.
And we all know, at least libertarians, voluntarists, people who've, you know, sort of looked at government and seen it for what it is, mm-hmm. they all know that there's nothing so permanent as a temporary government mm-hmm. program. But that's how they sold it to you. The Patriot Act was, well, we're just going to put this in place for a couple of months.
Oh, yeah.
It's only a couple.
Temporary.
You know, just like they did with COVID, right? Oh, we need you to lock down for 2 weeks. It's just 14 days to stop the spread. To stop the curve.
But they had to wait until the next major crisis to actually start implementing all of these things against their own citizens.
Well, and with the Patriot Act, they just said every time it was up for expiration, they're like, oh, we'll renew that. And then mm-hmm. the last time they did, they're like, oh, we'll just renew it in perpetuity.
Did you know that we don't have a standing army? No standing army. That would be unconstitutional. You're only allowed to have a temporary army for 1 year.
Right, yeah, that automatically renews each and every year.
It's not automatic.
No,
there's someone
they
who actually signs it.
they sit around going, yes, we want to renew this.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriot Act didn't worry me. I knew it was bad, right? I was really young then, so I knew, oh, God, that's probably not good, right? But, you know, I was raised around Republicans, so I bought into their nonsense. Oh, yeah, this is necessary for the good of the country, right? I wasn't as much of an independent thinker then. I was, but I, you know, had it completely broken away from the shackles of these circumstances.
It takes time, man.
What really got me, though, was the FEMA Act. That's the one that got me, because that was the authorization that allows the federal government to declare an emergency and begin rounding up American citizens against their will,
yep.
taking away their guns directly, imprisoning them whether they like it or not. That was the FEMA Act. That's why they call these mm-hmm. these alleged prison camps getting set up around the United States, and they've turned Walmart into some abandoned Walmarts into these.
Yeah.
That's why they call them FEMA camps, because it was the FEMA Act that authorized that sort of nonsense. And when when COVID-19 or COVID-22 or whatever hits, and they're like, oh, no, this is the real one. We got to round people up, and we got to isolate them and throw them in prison camps or
yeah.
FEMA camps. It will be the FEMA Act that allows them to do that.
So the parallels here just. For those who can't draw them, are that during 9/11, FEMA was the government agency with which they usurped your rights, and during COVID, the CDC was the government-run organization that also usurped your rights.
Yeah, and as a result of all of it, none of those rights ever came back, sadly. And they're not going to come back unless we demand them to come back and unless we're willing to actually stand up and fight for our rights. There is more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.